Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim and my gold tooth display. Nobody.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, little ZZ Top bringing us back there. Billy, Dusty, and Frank, the guys, Little Bad from Texas, bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeff is the wordsmith. He's Mr. Wordsmith. Gotwords.com, in fact, is his website, and he's a micropreneur. Doesn't just work from home, folks. Have you gotten out of bed today yet, Jeff?
I'm out of bed. I'm doing your show. I got to be professional when
I'm doing
your show.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for that. So, okay, Jeff.
I got my good bathrobe for this one.
So, we had some dealings with LinkedIn recently, and we thought that we were the ones who screwed up my password. There was a little controversy right in the office here about what happened to the password. Next thing we know, we get this notice saying something about a password change, and we thought it was just us.
Right.
It wasn't, was it?
No, it seems that LinkedIn, as happens with many companies, their passwords get compromised, and someone hacks, or someone, you know, however they get in, they find the list of passwords, and apparently LinkedIn, according to news reports, had gained access and gotten their passwords, and then they got distributed. So rumor was it over the past couple of weeks that this had happened. I'd read news reports, and then yesterday tried to get online, had a hard time, then saw an email that they were you know, alerting their customers that the passwords had been compromised and some had been changed. So, you know, it's a challenge for companies who manage these things, and it's a challenge for us to keep atop the passwords. It was a little frustrating. I mean, as word of the internet had circulated that this had happened, and then to hear from the company a week or two later that this had happened. But it really speaks to why it's important to stay atop your passwords and to keep unique passwords for those things that are important to you. Beyond your Facebook, even your LinkedIn account.
And so many of us have the same password for the bank as we do for Google and all that kind of stuff, you know, and they're easy to crack. These guys who are breaking in to your email, to your files, folks, into your accounts, they've got machines now that can test like a million combinations a second. So it takes him like, okay, do I have time to go get it? Nope, there it is.
There it is, exactly.
And they're in your stuff, you know. I mean, it barely pushes a button, and this thing does a million a second. I'm being only slightly hyperbolic about this.
But I tell you, you mentioned two things in what you were just saying that to me are sacrosanct and must be unique. My bank and my email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They have unique passwords that are unlike any other that I have, for any of my social media, any of my other accounts. They are unique and they are not written down. Okay. So that's the key, is, you know, it's not like create a great password. Let's put it in my iPhone. You know, I mean, it's not written on, you know, if you work in a cubicle, you know, what's the greatest sin that employees do is they write it on a post-it note and hang it on the wall. You know, I mean, you just don't know. You know, do you know the people who clean the office at night? Do you know the people who are walking through the office during the day? Do you know the person in the next cubicle? Trust them enough to have that password? Should they look over and grab it? So I've always joked to my wife that, you know, if I got clocked in the head, God forbid, I'd, you know, those two passwords would be lost, because they are not written down anywhere. But it speaks to the need to be protective of certain, you know, not all your passwords. I mean, you should be protective of most. You should make it so it's not ABC123. It's not your children's names, you know, in a row to make it, or your home address or your phone number. These should not be passwords. Your pet's name, your mom's name, you know, things like that. Nothing that is sort of either
that
public
anybody could find.
Yeah,
in some of your other records, because don't forget now, not in all cases, but if they're trying to break into your password, they probably already know a little bit about you. So here's something to point out, though, Jeff. There are password managers that you can buy for $15, $12, and I'm looking at a list here by PC.com, PCMag.com. This is a top 10 password security companies that they recommend. And so, folks, if you'll just type in password security manager, you'll probably see this article. But it's like Dashlane 4, Zoho Vault, RoboForm. Here's a good one: Log Me Once Password Management. I love that. Log Me Once.
Log Me Once.
So my point is, I have to confess, I've been talking to my security experts about this, and they've been recommending this for a long time. I haven't done this yet.
Yeah.
I've got to do this. I've got to pick one of these and use one of them. And if I do, when I do, I'll report back. But you, do you have one of these? You use
I
manager?
Don't use that because, like I said, I mean,
we
what
probably
I do
ought to do it, though, Jeff.
I got to tell you, you know, it's a great idea.
Because these things apparently, I mean, I'm not positive exactly how they work, but I know people who know better, and they say they work great. So
right. Well, we'll check it out and we'll check back.
Check it out.
Hey, you know, because it's important that we protect our passwords.
Yep, and the bad guys are getting smarter and more determined.
Right.
Every day.
Exactly.
Websites, Jeff.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com.
Hey, congratulations on Zach.
Thank you, sir.
His son just graduated from college. Big deal. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
And to Marty, too. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.